with the nursery manager for Harvey's, Jan, and I've been stopped by a stunning blue poppy, and I can never pronounce it.
It's Mechanopsis. This particular variety is called Slieve Donard. It was bred in Ireland, and the Slieve Mountains run from the north to the south of Ireland, and it's on the Slieve Mountains. The nursery is there that would have bred it originally. But obviously, Mechanopsis, people think of Himalayan blue poppies. So you have to think about Himalayan conditions. Nice, cold, proper seasons. They really benefit from having a proper winter and a slightly acid environment.
I was going to say, because I have bought the blue poppy, the Himalayan blue poppy, and the Mechanopsis twice, and I've killed it twice, and I'm so loath to buy another one.
I know, but I think you've really got to understand that if you're buying a plant that is that blue, if you think about other species of plants, if you think of hydrangeas in particular, if you're looking at something that's blue, very often it's growing blue because it's in an acid environment. So you've really got to take that on board. And with all plants, I mean, all they want to do is grow. That's the only thing they can do. So provided you provide them with the right conditions, nice bit of chilly cold, nice bit of acid soil, they're going to do well for you. And I think to make sure that you've got some nice shade, because this display is all about what you can do in a shady garden.
Now that's very interesting, because that's something that I struggle with, dry shade. And very interesting, my hydrangeas are pink in my garden, but I have got a place in the garden where I've just cleared a huge conifer that's been there about 10 or 12 years. Do you think it would go there?
I think you've really got to look at what your conifer has done to your soil. The chances are that it's probably depleted the soil of every single nutrient it had. So the first thing I'd do is get yourself down to a garden centre, get yourself a pH testing kit, test your soil and see what the acid level is saying, and then actually really look at how you can improve that soil, because conifers tend to take everything out. So you need lots of good compost, lots of leaf mould, any good organic matter that you can get into that soil, get in. The only thing I would advise you not to put in probably is spent mushroom compost, which tends to be quite alkaline. And obviously, if you're trying to encourage plants that like an acid environment, that's going to be counterproductive. So that's the way forward. And I would consider top dressing, mulching once or twice a year, particularly if you have a difficulty, as we do in Suffolk, with very little rainfall, maybe using an ericaceous product, which is going to promote that acid level that you want.
That's lovely. Jan, if we want to buy these beautiful blue poppies, where do we go to?
Oh, you come to us, Harvey's Garden Plants. We're based just outside of Bury St Edmunds in Suffolk. We have a very good website, which people are very, we welcome people to come onto the website and see what we have to offer. Just contact us at the nursery. All our contact details are there.
And I'm looking at your lovely brochure here. What's your website address? It's harveysgardenplants.co.uk.
Yeah, that's the one. And we'll always come back to you. We're a small nursery. There's only half a dozen people that work there, but we're all gardeners. So we've all done what you've done. So
kill the odd plant or two.
Come to us for a bit of gardening support. You won't be disappointed.
Jan, thank you so much for your advice. I'm gonna have one more bash at it. Maybe third time lucky. Thank you.
Never give up. Perennial optimist. That's what you need to be.